here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, once again, welcome to our humble abode here in the bunker with this freaky big computer that makes a lot of noise, but nevertheless, it's not too overwhelming, so we can do our show every week.
Exactly.
Welcome. You know, there's not much around here. There's a couple cardboard boxes in the other end of the room you can sit down on and just get mellow, and I've got water here. Daffodil can share your water or her water with you.
And I have cookies.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I have cookies.
That's right, cookies.
I was so surprised when I heard a knock on the front door of the bunker.
Yes.
And I looked at the camera.
Yes.
And there was a girl guide out there.
Oh.
Selling cookies. So I bought boxes of cookies.
Where did we get the money to buy the cookies?
There's a jar in one of the cupboards that says petty cash that has a bunch of change in it. There was enough to buy a couple of boxes of cookies.
Really?
I bought cookies.
And you never told me about said petty cash thing?
What would you have done if I told you there was a jar of petty cash?
Well, we have the internet there, so I mean, probably online shopping?
You can't use petty cash for online shopping. They want online shopping type cash.
Oh.
You can't put nickels and dimes and quarters into the computer.
Well, I just first thing...
I can pass them over to the little girl at the door and buy cookies, though.
First thing that comes to mind. Otherwise, we'd have to, like, open the bunker door and try to walk and find a place to buy stuff.
Because they took away the van.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway. I did hear the update.
Oh, what?
Billy Bob said he got the tires back on it.
Well, that's good.
Finally.
Oh, good. Do we get the van back at some point?
Apparently, it is still in 210 pieces all over the floor of the garage, but there are tires attached.
Oh, well, maybe they can do something about that. I'm getting a little bunker.
You're getting a little shack-wacky?
Yeah, just a little bit. Anyway, on the show this week, we'll focus on the show, and we're profiling grasshoppers, the singing kind. Yes, they sing. They sound a lot like chipmunks, actually, but we'll tell you a little bit more a little later on. On top of that, why do we want to play a song based on Evel Knievel, that daredevil from the 70s? We'll tell you later. That's why. That's the best way I can explain it. You gotta listen. You gotta do your work.
I hate to interrupt your flow.
Yes?
You haven't told anybody who you are, who I am, what they're listening to, none of it.
Well, they heard the theme, right? You heard the
theme.
What
if they just turn the radio on this minute?
Oh, well, in that case, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, the weird, and this week we're starting with this.
Magic Organ. Tin Pan Alley shortly, but we're starting up with the Globetrotters theme, Sweet Georgia Brown, on
Cheese Please.
Please, with Magic Organ and Tin Pan Polka. And before that, we had the Sweet Georgia Brown version, as done by the Magic Organ. You know, Daffodil, you gotta keep in mind, back in the 1970s, when these albums were popular, that almost everyone who had the money could actually have their own Hammond organ in their home.
They couldn't play it like that, but they could have one.
Yes, they could have the Hammond organ in their home because it was very affordable, very $1,000 to $1,500. So, I mean, it wasn't bad. I used to see them at the mall, and I could never afford one. But, you know, that if you don't actually play the Hammond organ, or if you can't afford one, you buy these albums. And if, even if you can afford one,
You can still buy the albums.
You still buy the albums because you can play it in the background and just have people look at you and from another angle and just fake like you're playing it.
Pretend you're playing.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Anyway, my name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
Last time I checked, at least my ears are here. How about yours?
My ears are still attached to my head, and we're going to talk about grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers?
Yes.
The singing ones.
The singing kind. Do you know, we talked about this a little bit before the show.
Yes.
And we thought that they were inspired by Alvin and those chipmunks.
Yeah, they're like chipmunk ripoffs, right?
But they're not.
No?
They were actually inspired by Chip and Dale.
From
the chipmunks, from Disney.
From Disney, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me more. You have more, right?
I do have a little bit more. In fact, these grasshoppers, the one we're going to listen to, probably equaled or surpassed the other chipmunks. So, in that case, Alvin and Friends.
Wow.
In sales, as their debut album, originally released in 1959, was reissued over a half a dozen versions over the years under various Peter Pan record labels.
Oh, wow. So they sort of ripped off the Chipmunks.
But the big difference is that with the song arrangements, quality, and overall sound, the Grasshoppers had better sound than the Chipmunks at the time.
I can't argue that because I actually listened to the record, but...
And it's because of the direction of big band leader Eddie Maynard.
Oh, wow.
That made their debut album such a good contender for the Chipmunks.
So these are the lost Chipmunks, you could say, named the Grasshoppers, because not a lot of people know about the Grasshoppers, but they know about the Chipmunks.
See, the Grasshoppers are better. There was also Chippy the Chipmunk, Woody the Woodchuck, the Happy Crickets, the Busy Beavers, the Chippers, the Happy Hamsters. There were a whole lot of singing things trying to sound like that.
Oh, I smell special coming.
So there could be a special coming.
Let's play some songs. The Grasshopper's coming up shortly with I've Been Working on the Railroad, but we're starting off with, hey, the classic baseball song, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, right here on...
It's a buggy version of Cheese Please.
Oh boy, I love a ball game. The thrills and the excitement.
The food and the soda pop.
The cheering of the crowd.
The smell of the hot dogs.
The tension of a 3-2 pitch.
Let's sing about it.
Studio.
Archie, you pitch. Ricky, you be the catcher. Here it comes.
Look out for that window. I told you so. What'll we do now? Dennis, why can't you...
Root, root, root for the
they're cheesy, but they're pretty good. Like, they're pretty catchy.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Like truffle cheese, like a really good, expensive cheese.
What are you boys doing there? What's so new about your dance?
It's for locomotives. Listen to this. I've been working on the railroad. Choo-choo-choo. All the live long day. Choo-choo-choo. I've been working on the railroad. Choo-choo-choo. Just to pass the time away. Choo-choo-choo.
The Grasshoppers, and I've been working on the railroad. Before that, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Two classic songs of the 20th century. And we're handing off our Grasshoppers. They're Grasshoppers?
No, they're Grasshoppers.
Just checking. And we're ending it off with On Top of Old Smokey on.
Cheese, please.
Here's a good chance for you children to sing along with the grasshoppers.
Yeah, sing with us. He'll tell you the words.
Here we go. On top of Old Smokey.
On top of Old Smokey.
All covered with snow.
All covered with snow.
I lost my true lover.
For
courting's a pleasure.
For courting's a pleasure.
And parting is grief.
And parting is grief.
But a false-hearted lover.
But a false-hearted lover.
Is worse than a thief.
Is worse than a thief.
Take it, grasshoppers. Got to rhyme, fellas. Look, you don't, fellas. The word you're supposed to rhyme is have. Why did I ever leave the Navy? Oh dear. Look, you guys. This is no way to act. Have is the word.
Cheese Please, the Grasshoppers with their band leader Eddie there, and on top of Old Smokey, ending off our tribute to the Grasshoppers, the forgotten chipmunks that sold more than the chipmunks back in the late 50s, 1960s.
Not forgotten chipmunks because they're grasshoppers.
Well,
there's a difference.
Yeah, but they sound like them. Come on, they sound like the chipmunks.
Actually, in some ways, they kind of sound better. The music production in that is way better.
I'm on the fence on that one. That's all I get to say. But they sound a lot like the chipmunks, but they're grasshoppers. Okay. My name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. And this week, we had grasshoppers, we have Girl Guide cookies, and now we have Evel Knievel.
Now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
I'll tell you why.
Because it's Evel Knievel.
Well, no, no, not exactly. That's one reason. I have another reason.
Okay.
I want to eat my cookies.
Oh, So you want me to talk while you eat cookies. So, we're going to play The Ballad of Evel Knievel by John Colleton Mahoney. I know nothing about the song, but I know a little bit about Evel Knievel. He was born Robert Craig Knievel Jr., but he professionally performed as Evel Knievel, an American stunt performer. He was also a painter, an entertainer, and an international icon. And I can tell you two things about Evel Knievel. One, when we were little, my brother had an Evel Knievel on a motorcycle action figure. And you would pull this thing, and the thing would go flying across the room. It was awesome. And also, over the course of his career, Evel Knievel attempted more than 75 ramp-to-ramp motorcycle jumps, and in 1974, he failed to jump across Snake River Canyon.
Oops. Oh, I finished my cookie almost. We're going to play a song now?
We're going to play a song now.
And that song is...
The Ballad of Evel Knievel by John Colleton Mahoney, right here on Cheese Please.
Day to day, never thinking about tomorrow. His body shows the scars fate has dealt his way. The strong yet simple man, riding on the edge of danger, secure in prayers that God has heard him say. He can move a mountain, leap across a winding river. Once he's made his mind up, there's nothing he won't try. There's something deep inside him, lusting for the thrills that drive him. Yet he knows someday he's gonna have to face that canyon in the sky. People cheering as a man in white stands ready. He feels their eyes upon him as he primes himself to go. He thunders towards the sky with a surge of steel beneath him. He'll challenge death to please the crowd below. He can move a mountain, leap across the winding river. Once he's made his mind up, there's nothing he won't try. There's something deep inside him, lusting for the thrills that drive him. Yet he knows someday he's gonna have to face that canyon in the sky. Standing toe to toe, the man against the canyon, and the canyon seems to dare. Come jump me if you can. he gave a solemn word, and he knows he can't turn back now. He must face a test no man has ever known.
With John Culleton Mahoney, and I had my lighter going back and forth there. You know, this is. Where's the chorus of angels in the background for that one?
Kind of needed something.
It's just.
It's a little over the top.
Just a wee bit. Just a wee bit. Then again, look at Evel Knievel. He was pretty much over the top through the 70s.
Yeah, except for the couple of times when he came up short and hit things or fell off of things or broke things.
But
I think he may have broken every single bone in his body at least once.
But he bounced back. He was like Stretch Armstrong back then. He was made of rubber and you could stretch him.
During his career, he suffered more than 433 bone fractures.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
He's in the Guinness
say.
World Book of Book of World Records for the most broken bones.
Oh, really? Maybe he was like that Stretch Armstrong. You remember that? You know, I had that when I was a kid. You know, he was like a rubber guy, and you would grab him on either arm, and he would stretch him out.
And he was full of sand.
He was full of sand? I thought
that's what was inside Stretch Armstrong. It was sand. Not Evel Knievel, folks.
No.
Confusing the issue.
No. But
Stretch Armstrong was full of sand.
But they were around the same time. That's why I'm thinking they were like superheroes to me as a young kid. Evel Knievel doing the whole death-defying stuff, and Stretch Armstrong, you drag him out, and away we go. You know, just one of those things. My name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have wound our way to the end of another weekly dose of cheese, please.
That was a good cookie, by the way.
Yes, Girl Guide cookies. Yeah, awesome.
They were good. Does that mean we can actually venture out of the bunker occasionally?
I don't think we're trapped in here.
Oh, I'm surprised you could open the door. Okay.
I turned the knob, door opened. It was awesome.
I'm lucky to know how to turn on the bunker pneumatic tube.
This is true.
And get that working. Oh, it's here again.
Blink, 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 blink.
There we go. Let's open it up. Okay. I always screw this up. Okay, there we go. We got the piece of paper. Oh, this is rather interesting. We played this before. It's been a while. Gingerbread by Frankie Avalon. Can you make me some gingerbread, Daffodil?
Wait till we finish the Girl Guide cookies, and then maybe we'll have some gingerbread.
Ah, there's an idea. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Come back next week. There will be more shenanigans.
Kinda naughty, but you're naughty and nice, eh? Gingerbread, 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 gingerbread. You're full of sugar, you're full of spice. You're kinda naughty, but you're naughty and nice. My heart does crazy every time I'm with you, but your mama says you're much too young today. We meet on the corner and we share a kiss or two. How long did your mama think we'd wait, wait, wait? Gingerbread, 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 gingerbread. You're full of sugar, you're full of spice. You're kinda naughty, but you're naughty and nice. much to you today. We meet on the corner and we share a kiss or two. How long did your mama think we'd wait, wait, wait? Gingerbread, 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 gingerbread. You're full of sugar, you're full of spice. You're kinda naughty, but you're naughty and nice.
Your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarfdude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarfdude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.